You're listening to the Boxcar 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
That hung around me through the week seemed to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Jughead, it's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, there he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift Premium Blanks, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
Tender beef, you keep on.
For your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1-pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's Premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So, kids, tell your mom that you want Swift Premium Franks. And, Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's Premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all dinner-quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the 1-pound cellophane package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early Friday evening as we're looking on the Andrews home. The family has finished dinner a little while ago, and right now we find Mr. and Mrs. Andrews in the living room. Mrs. Andrews is sewing, and Mr. Andrews is reading his newspaper.
So the president said there would be no further comment to be made on that.
Fred.
Furthermore, he said, air conditioned.
Fred. Fred.
Yes, dear, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely right. Oh, for pity's sake. Fred Andrews, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. Yes, of course I am. Heard every word you said.
Oh, you did?
Of course.
Then what did I say?
Well, you said, you said you want, Mary, what did you say?
Nothing. I simply called you.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yes, I wasn't listening.
I guess you weren't. But, Fred, what I'm trying to find out is, what would you like to do tonight?
Do? Why, nothing special, dear. Why?
Well, I thought we might play some bridge.
Bridge?
Hmm?
Mary, how are you and I going to play bridge when it takes four people?
That's just the point, silly. I thought we'd call the Hendersons and ask them to come over.
Oh, well, now, that's not a bad idea, Mary. Not a bad idea at all. Haven't had a nice game of bridge in a long time.
And we owe the Hendersons an invitation.
Yes, sir, we do with that. Mary, I'll call them right now.
Oh, boy, isn't that terrific?
Oh, fine.
Oh, hiya, Mom. Hiya, Dad. Isn't that sensational?
Archie,
isn't that wonderful?
Archie,
isn't that stupendous?
All right, Archie. It's terrific, sensational, wonderful, and stupendous. But would you mind telling us what you're talking about?
Oh, gee, with sure, Dad. I'm talking about these tickets.
What tickets?
Two free tickets to the Bijou Theater.
Free tickets?
Uh-huh.
Archie, where'd you get free tickets to the movie?
Pinky Schultz just gave them to me, Mom. Pinky just had a fight with his girlfriend, Agatha, and of course he can't use these tickets now, so he gave them to me. Isn't that terrific? Isn't that sensational?
Archie.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, Dad, okay.
I'm glad you've got free tickets to the movies, but I see no reason for you to yell and shout like you just inherited $1 million.
Well, yes, Dad, but it's almost as good.
Archie, that may be. And if you're going to the movies tonight, go ahead, but do it more quietly, please.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Fred, you call the Hendersons while I go see if we have enough cake and candy. And I'll make some coffee, too.
All right, dear. I'll call the Hendersons right now.
Yeah, and I'll call Veronica.
Yes, you call Archie. What? Veronica? Archie, I have to make a call.
But, gee whiz, Dad, can't I call first?
Well, Archie,
well, there isn't much time before the last show starts.
Yes, but
and Veronica doesn't even know I want to take her yet.
Yes, but
it'll just take half a minute, Dad. Half a minute.
Oh, me. All right, Archie. Call Veronica. But, Archie...
Yes, Dad?
Call me as soon as you're through. I'll go help your mother.
Okay, Dad, I will. Operator, get me Riverdale 318, please, and hurry. Oh, boy. Did you ever hear of such luck? Free tickets to them. Oh, hiya, Veronica. This is Archie, and guess what?
Oh, hello, Archie. Hi, y'all. It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie. Do ya?
Gee, it's nice to hear your voice too, Veronica.
Oh, Archie, how sweet.
But, Veronica, what I called about is to ask if you'd like to go to the movies tonight.
The movies? Well, Archie, I'd love to, simply love to. But I have a date.
Oh, that's swell. You have a date?
Uh-huh, with Reggie Mantle.
Oh, but Veronica,
in fact,
I
was just getting dressed when you called.
But I have
I have to hurry, Reggie. You'll be here any minute.
But Veronica, wait,
Some
I have three...
Some other time, Archie. Thanks for calling. Bye.
But Veronica, I have three... Hello? Oh, gee whiz. Now, how do you like that?
Archie, are you through with that phone yet?
Oh, Dad, yeah, I'm through. But guess what happened?
Archie, you can tell me about it just as soon as
Veronica had a date.
Yes,
just
Archie,
when I have free tickets to the movie.
Yes, I know,
Archie. She has to go and have a date with someone else.
Archie, look. That is the most pathetic story I've heard all week. But if you don't mind, your mother wants me to call the Hendersons right now.
No, okay, Dad. I'm through with the phone.
Good. Just hand it to me and... Oh, fine.
Gee, now who can that be? Hello?
Hello, Archie.
She was Jughead.
Would you expect a smoke?
No, Jughead, and I didn't expect you either. It's Jughead, Dad.
Oh, fine. Archie, call me when you're through.
I will, Dad. Hello, Jug.
She was Archie. What's the matter? You sound unhappy.
I am unhappy, Jughead. Pinky Schultz just gave me free tickets to the Bijou.
She did?
Yeah, and I asked Veronica to go with me, but she's got a date.
Ask me and see what I say.
I suppose I might as well. Want to go to the movies, Jug?
Sure.
Okay, Jug. Hurry up over and we'll go to the movies.
Okay, Archie. I'll be there before you can say MGM. Bye.
Well, I guess Jughead is better than nobody. I want... She was now... Who can that be? Hello?
Hello, Archie.
She was Veronica.
Archie, Reggie Mantle just called and he has the mumps and can't keep our date.
He can't keep you... You mean...
So if you still want to take me to the movies, I'd love to.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, I mean, gee, that's swell.
Well, Archie, aren't you glad I can go to the movies with you?
Gee, I don't know.
What?
Well, I mean, well, sure, I'm glad you can go, Veronica, but I'm not sure I can take you.
What?
Look, Veronica, it's a little complicated, but I think I can straighten it out. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Oh, all right, Archie, but hurry.
I will, Veronica. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, what a mix-up.
Archie, are you through with that phone yet?
She was not yet, Dad. I got to call Jughead.
Call Jughead? Archie, weren't you just talking to Jughead a minute ago?
Well, yes, Dad, and I invited him to go to the movies with me, but then Veronica called back, and she could go, so I got to call Jughead back and uninvite
him. Oh, great. Archie,
Jughead, what'd they say?
What who say?
The Hendersons. Are they coming over for bread?
Oh, Mary, I haven't even called them yet.
Oh, for pity's sake, why not?
Because
I'm making the coffee and I have the cake and candy already, and you
yes.
haven't even called them yet?
But Mary,
I thought you said you wanted to play bridge.
Mary, look. I do want to play bridge, dear, and I do want to call the Hendersons, but I can't get Archie off the telephone.
Well, he's off now.
Yes, and... and I'm going to call right now.
But, Dad, I got to call Jughead.
Archie, you can call Jughead.
It'll only take half a minute, Dad.
Archie,
I'll be in an awful spot if I don't tell him right away, Dad.
Archie, I can't...
Dad, the boy called Jughead.
Yes, but...
Evidently, it's something important.
What? Mary, you just balled me up for not calling the Hendersons. Now you
tell... Fred, he says it'll only take half a minute. Now, come on, you can help me set up the card table and the chairs.
I give up. All right, Archie, call Jughead. But call me the minute you're through.
Sure, Dad, I will. Gee, I hope Jughead doesn't mind staying home after I invited him and everything. Hello, operator. Get me Riverdale... Gee, with... Never mind, operator. There's someone at the door. Well, who that can be? Hello. Gee, with Jughead. I was just trying to get you on the phone.
That's silly. I'm out.
Yes, Jughead, I see that. Now I
told you I'd come over right away.
Well, yes,
I haven't seen a good movie in a week.
Jug,
it was nice of you to invite me on.
Well, yes, Jug,
there's nothing I like better than a good movie.
Jughead! Huh? Will you quiet down for 1 second? There's something I want to ask you.
Can't you ask me on the way to the movie?
No, Jug, it's something I have to ask you now.
Oh, okay. Ask me.
Well, is Jug, old pal.
Yes.
Old buddy.
Yes.
Old friend.
Listen, Archie, never mind the adverb and get to the point.
I am, Jug, I am. Well, what I'm wondering is, would you... Jug, do you really want to see this picture?
Sure, why not?
Well, no special reason, Jug, but... I hear it's awful.
Huh?
Yeah, I hear it's a terrible picture, Jug. Worst picture they ever made. Full of love and kissing and that stuff.
I like love and kissing.
Oh, you do? Well, it's got a lot of killing and shooting, too, Jug.
I like killing and shooting.
Oh, you do? Well, it's got a lot of singing and music.
Oh, I like singing and music.
Oh, you do? Well, Jug, look. What kind of picture don't you like?
I like any kind.
Oh, great. Well, Jughead, I'm sure you won't like this kind.
I won't?
No, sir. Jug, you remember that picture where the Indians were scalping the cowboys and you pulled your hat down over your ears?
Yeah.
Well, this picture is full of that kind of stuff.
Gee, it is.
Sure. And you remember the picture where the fire engine came driving right at the audience and you ducked under your seat?
Yeah.
This picture is full of fire engines.
Gee, it is.
Why, sure. And you remember the picture where the tiger jumped at the hunter and you ran right out of the theater?
Yeah.
Why, there's hundreds of tigers in this picture.
Oh. Yeah. Archie.
Yes, Jug?
Archie, on second thought, maybe I'll just stay home tonight and read a book.
You mean you don't want to go to the movies?
No. Not right now, Archie. I think I'll just go home. In fact, I think I'll go home before it gets any darker.
Oh, gee, that's swell. Oh, I mean, that's too bad, Jug. I'm sorry you changed your mind.
Yeah. Bye, Archie.
Bye. Gee, it was a shame to scare poor Jughead like that. But it's better than making him feel bad by telling him that I didn't want to take him. Now all I have to do is call Veronica, and then everything will be all set. I hope.
Yes, I hope everything turns out all right, too, Archie. We'll see how you make out in just a minute. First, I'd like to get a word in about meal planning. You know, we men probably never really appreciate the problem you homemakers face in preparing interesting meals day in and day out. I'm sure that lots of times it's pretty difficult to think of something new and different to serve that will appeal to the whole family. So here's a suggestion that may be helpful to you. If you haven't served Frankfurters lately, treat your family to an appetizing dinner of Swift's Premium Franks, hot potato salad, and cloverleaf rolls. Now there's an easy-to-fix meal that's bound to be a hit with the whole family. In just a few minutes cooking time, these fine Swift's Premium Franks are ready to eat, ready to be enjoyed by all. Now, to get the most out of the meal, it's important that the Franks be Swift's Premium Franks. For you see, Swift's Premium Franks are the ones made of all dinner quality meat, tender beef and juicy pork blended together in each delightful Frank. And to make sure that this all dinner quality meat reaches you extra fresh, we make Swift's Premium Franks fresh daily in Swift kitchens located close to where you buy them. Then every pound of these plump, juicy Franks is wrapped in a handy cellophane package that seals in all the natural goodness of each tender Swift's Premium Frank, protects their fine flavor by keeping them fresher longer. So ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks, the Franks of all dinner quality meat. Thank you. And now, back to the Andrews. Archie has those free passes to the movies, and now that he's frightened Jughead out of wanting to go with him, all he has to do is tell Veronica that everything is okay.
Riverdale 318, please, and hurry. It's a good thing I remembered that Jughead didn't like tigers and fire engines and Indians.
Hello,
Veronica. This is Archie. I got everything all straightened out about the movie.
Oh, that's wonderful, Archie. I knew you would. But, Archie, we'd better hurry. The last show starts pretty soon, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, Veronica, but I'll be over at your house in about 10 minutes.
Well, Archie, I have a better idea.
Huh?
To save time, suppose I take my car and drive by to pick you up.
Oh, gee, that is a good idea, Veronica.
All right, Archie, I'll be right over.
Okay, Veronica. Bye now.
Bye now.
Well, I finally got that all straightened out. Well, I guess Dad can make his call now. Oh, Dad!
Yes, Archie?
All through with the phone now.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, yes, Dad, I really am. I got Jughead to change his mind, and Veronica's going with me after all, so everything's all set.
Well, that's fine. Now, just hand me that phone, and I'll... Oh, no.
Now what? Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Betty.
Oh, hello, Betty.
I just met Jughead, Archie, and he said you had some tickets to a movie that you're not using.
Huh?
And Mother and I would just love to use them, Archie, if you don't want them.
Well, Betty,
you
look...
You haven't given the tickets away, have you?
Well, no, Archie, Betty, but...
I know I shouldn't ask, but I thought that you'd understand.
Well, Betty, gee, I'm sorry, but I can't give you the tickets.
You can't? Why not?
Well, it's a little difficult to explain, Betty.
Oh, you'd rather give them to someone else.
Well, Betty, you don't understand...
That's the way you feel, Mr. Andrews. I'm sorry I asked. Goodbye.
But, Betty, wait. Hello? 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 Oh, gee whiz. Now, Betty's mad at me. Well, that's just too bad. They're my tickets, and I guess I can take Veronica to the movies if I want to without explaining to Betty. Oh, Dad!
Yes, Archie?
I'm through with the phone now.
Well, it's about time. I'll call the Henderson this time.
Oh, no. Archie, answer the phone.
She was now what? Hello?
Archie, this is Veronica again.
Well, hiya, Veronica. What's the matter?
Nothing, Archie, but...
Yeah, that's the picture.
Oh, Archie, I wish you told me. I saw that picture last week.
Yeah, saw it. She was your dad?
Uh-huh. And there's no point in my seeing it again.
She was? I guess not.
I'm terribly sorry, Archie.
Oh, that's okay, Veronica.
Perhaps you'll get tickets again sometime.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, bye now.
Bye. How do you like that?
Hmm?
After I get rid of Jughead and get Betty mad at me so I can take Veronica, it turns out Veronica has seen the picture.
Archie, that's a terrible shame.
Yeah.
But I want to call the Henderson.
Gee, I might just as well call Betty and tell her that she can have the ticket.
Archie, after I make my call, we are trying to invite the Henderson
but
to
Dad,
bridge,
if I don't
remember?
Tell Betty now, it'll be too late to use
her. Archie,
and
I can't...
And it'd be a shame to waste
her. Archie,
and Betty
I can't...
would be mad at me for no reason.
Me. Archie, look, go ahead and call Betty. But this is definitely and absolutely the last telephone call you are making this evening. Understand?
Sure, Dad. Sure. It'll just take a minute.
And call me when you're through.
Yes, Dad. Operator, Riverdale 614, please, and hurry. Boy, the next time somebody gives me free tickets to the movies, they'll have to pay me to take them. I'm not going... Oh, Betty, this is Archie.
Oh, what is it?
Betty, I called to say you can have the tickets to the movies.
Oh, golly, I can.
Uh-huh. It's too long to explain what the trouble was, Betty, but they're all yours now if you want.
Oh, golly, Archie, sure I do. I'll be right over for them. Gee, thanks a million, Archie.
Well, it's all right, Betty. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, at least that's settled. Betty's happy, and Jug can't say I went without him, and Dad can make his call, and I'll just go read a book. Oh, Dad! Can that be Betty already? Hello. Jughead, what are you doing here?
Well, I'll tell you. When I got home, I found out my Uncle Herman saw the picture at the Beezer this afternoon. And he says it's a swell picture. So I decided to come back and go with you after all.
Oh, no.
Sure. He says there's no Indians or fire engines or tigers anywhere in the picture.
Well, Jughead,
he says there's a lot of shooting, but I like shooting.
Jughead, I best play the part where the good guy's calling the bad guy.
Well, Jughead,
they start going, da-da-da-da-da,
Jughead!
Huh? Jughead, that gunfight is very interesting. But there's something I have to explain to you.
Yes?
Look, I do have tickets to the movies, and I did invite you. But after you left, Betty called and... Oh, gee whiz, now what? Hello, hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Veronica again.
Veronica?
Uh-huh. And Archie, guess what?
I'm afraid to.
When I said I saw the first Frontier last week,
You didn't?
No, I saw another picture called The Last Frontier.
The Last?
So we can go to the movies after all.
Go to the
movies? And I'll be right over, Archie. Bye.
But, Veronica, wait, I just... Hello? 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 Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Jughead, have I got trouble.
What's the trouble?
Well, I might as well be frank about it. I told Betty that she could have the tickets to the movies.
Our tickets?
Jug, they're not our tickets.
Whose tickets are they?
Jug, look, I'll start at the beginning so you'll understand the whole problem. Now, Pinky Schultz gave me free passes because he had a fight with Agatha and couldn't go. And I asked Veronica, but she couldn't go. So you asked me to ask you, and I didn't. You could go. But then Veronica called back and said she could go after all. But then you came over, but you decided not to go. And then Betty called, and she wanted to go, but I said she couldn't go because Veronica wanted to go. But then Veronica called and said that she didn't want to go, so I told Betty she could go. But now you want to go. See?
Would you repeat that, please?
Well, I... No, fine. Jughead, look... She was... Well, maybe that's Betty and she's changed her mind. Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Pinky Schultz.
Pinky?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're still home. I was afraid you might have already gone to the movies with those free passes I gave you.
Well, no, I didn't, Pinky. I decided not to go.
Oh, good. Because Agatha and I just made up. She wants to go to the movies and I haven't got a cent. So I want the tickets back.
Back? Oh, but Pinky, I can't give them back.
Yeah, what do you mean you can't?
Well, I promised them to Betty Cooper.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Archie, when I gave you those passes, I distinctly told you if you couldn't use them yourself, to give them back to me.
Well, yes, you did, Pinky, and I was going to use them, but
I... And I'm not having another fight with Agatha because you want to give my passes to some old Betty.
But, Pinky, I can't give
them... Oh, I'm coming over for them right now, and you better have them, or else.
But, Pinky, wait, I could... Oh, boy. Jughead, I don't know how I ever got into this, but come on.
Where are you going?
To find my father, Jug. I gotta ask him for some money. It looks like I'm going to have to buy somebody some movie tickets.
Archie, for the love of Pete, aren't you through with that phone yet? I've got to make that call. Not...
Well, that's funny. He isn't even here. Now, how do you like that?
I wait for half an hour while he uses the phone, ask him to call me when he's through, and what happens? He just disappears, doesn't even say a word to anyone.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Might as well go ahead and make my call.
Hello, operator. Would you get me...
Oh, great. Never mind, operator. I have to answer the door.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, Betty.
Well, here I am for the tickets.
What tickets?
The movie tickets Archie promised me.
Oh, great. Well, Betty, I'm making a phone call right now. Would you wait for just a minute? Then we'll try to find Archie.
Oh, all right, Mr. Andrews.
Operator, get me Riverdale... Oh, great.
Do you want me to answer it, Mr. Andrews?
No, Betty, it's my door. I might as well see who it is. Never mind, operator. Something tells me I never am going to make this phone call.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Veronica.
Is Archie ready, Mr. Andrews?
Oh, Veronica, I don't know where Archie is at the moment, but if you'll wait just a minute here, while I make a phone call, I'll try to find him for you.
Oh, all right, Mr. Andrews. Well, Betty, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Veronica. I'm waiting for Archie.
Operator, I have to answer the door again. I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, Mr. Andrews, is Archie in?
Oh, hello. You're Stinky Schultz, aren't you?
Pinky, not Stinky.
Oh. Yes. You said you want to see Archie?
Yeah, he's got some free movie passes of mine.
Free movie passes?
Hello, Pinky.
Oh, hi, Veronica.
Pinky, did you say those movie tickets were yours?
Betty,
yeah, free passes to the Bijou.
Pinky, would you...
Golly, Archie promised me tickets to the movie.
Betty, please.
No, but he's taking me.
Veronica,
with my ticket?
Pinky,
oh,
would...
there you are, Dad. Gee whiz, when did everyone get here?
Archie,
hiya,
I...
Pinky.
Jughead, would you...
The Henderson's coming over.
Mary, my ticket.
No, Pinky, don't get it.
Archie, I want to...
One of the movies.
Veronica, don't get it.
Archie, for the love...
What is all this?
Mary, how you decided, my...
Archie, quit saying
it. Mary, Archie, Veronica, Betty, Pinky, please. Quiet.
That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Uh-huh. Half an hour ago, Archie came screaming in here that he was going to the movies and had some free tickets. And ever since, this house has been turned into absolute bedlam. Phones ringing, doorbells ringing, Archie calling people, people calling Archie, people coming over here. I have never seen such confusion.
Ever been to my house at supper time?
Jughead, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Now, all I've been trying to do is call the Hendersons and invite them over for a quiet evening of bridge. Now, is that asking too much? Wanting to play some bridge?
No, Mr. Andrews.
No, dear.
No, Dad. I pass.
Jughead!
Okay, okay.
Now, all I want to know is, what is this all about?
Well, Dad, maybe I can explain.
I wish you would.
Well, right after supper tonight, I met Pinky, and he gave me this free pass to the movies. And now things have gotten a little mixed up, and, well, everyone wants to go.
But why can't everyone go?
Because the pass is only good for two. It says right here, admit two persons to the Bijou Theater for any matinee performance during the... Oh, boy.
Matinee? Archie, did you say matinee?
Archie, matinee means afternoon only.
Gee whiz, the pass is no good.
Oh, no.
Know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks, made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy 1 pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealer's, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's Premium table ready meat. Delicious bologna is being featured this week, and you'll find it to be a surefire hit in lunchbox sandwiches, after-school snacks, and late-evening spreads. And remember, Swift's premium bologna is economical because it's all meat, no bones, no waste. Always keep some on hand for quick, easy-to-fix meals. For a meal in a flash that saves plenty of cash, get Swift's premium table-ready meat. Now, back to the Andrews. It's a few minutes later, and peace and quiet have finally been restored to the Andrews household.
Fred, I think that was a very nice thing you did, giving Archie enough money to take all the children to the movies.
Mary, there was no other way out of it. Now, look, dear, let's just forget the whole thing and call the Hendersons and get going on that game of bridge, huh? I really need to relax now.
All right, dear, I'll call them. Riverdale, 753, please. With the children out of the house, Fred, we should have a very nice evening with the Hendersons. And
yes.
I guess... Oh, hello, Mrs. Henderson? Oh, this is Mary Andrews. I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Well, Mrs. Henderson, we were wondering if you and your husband would care to come over here tonight to play some bridge. I thought that... What? Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Well, all right. Goodbye.
Mary, what is it? Don't they want to play bridge?
Well, yes, dear, but they're just leaving. They have free tickets to the movie.
Oh, no.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Pinky Schultz was played by Arnold Stang. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift and Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.